produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley, Jr. This space and time is just what you've been praying for. Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching will enlighten, empower, and enrich your life. You've got questions? The Holy Spirit has answers. Invite someone else to listen as the Holy Spirit delivers healing for the hurting.
Doing sound check this morning. I don't know whether I hoop and holler today or not. I might not, but I want to get this in you. Because there's some things that God has showed me that I think the church is missing. And I want us to have it. So let's go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. And I'm going to read verse 45 and 48. And then we're going to walk, okay? So I got 48 verses I got to do before all y'all walk out on me. So Matthew chapter 5 verse 45 says, that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and send rain on the just and on the unjust. 48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. I want to use for a thought. I want to be like my daddy. I want to be like my daddy because I keep saying I want to be a Christian, and that seemed to be too hard for me. But what if I just mimic my daddy? Wonder what would happen if I just start acting like him. And so Jesus now goes up on the Mount of Transfiguration. He goes up there and he sits down and he starts to begin to start talking. And this is where we get the what we call the Beatitudes. But I want to leave the B off the front of it and just say attitudes, be that. Attitudes. So Jesus now is teaching disciples God's attitude. So Betty, in verse 1 through 12, he started talking about, we won't be my disciples indeed. But the truth of the matter is, he's trying to tell the disciples, if you won't be my disciples indeed, you're going to have to start acting like daddy. Because if you don't act like daddy, folk will get confused about who daddy is.
Okay.
Michelle, I was saying this morning, I didn't read my Bible like I say. I didn't. Now, my children are different than me. My children were born in the Bible. Yeah, I was talking to my children about the Bible when they was in Jenna's womb. So they know, and I said this morning that my children know more Bible than me. They just don't know more word than me. Because I wasn't raised reading the Bible. And so because I wasn't raised reading the Bible, there were certain things I didn't know. So on Christmas, quit looking at me like you did. Like you shocked I didn't read it. The only time I would literally be reading the Bible is my daddy would make us read on Christmas and Easter. Because he wanted us to know the birth of Jesus and the killing of him. So there was two times we sat around the table and we read the Bible. Now my children, I said it earlier, was born in the Bible. We was praying before they got here, believing God before they got here, beating back devils before they got here. I force-feeded them the Bible. Bible wasn't an option in my house. We ain't even start playing secular music till they got bigger because I didn't want to entertain them. Okay, y'all don't like this? Y'all don't like this? The reason why I am not going to back off because your children can't know Jesus, they know Beyonce and them. They know all her songs. I was listening to my grandchildren the other morning. They was playing the song. I said, where y'all learned that from? Because they know how to find all the iPads and the phone. They said, granddaddy. Like I'm a square. We find it on the phone, granddaddy. I said, how y'all know all them songs? I said, so y'all ought to be able to join the choir then. They said, granddad, you so silly. You know why? Because joining the choir ain't on their mind. But when my children were raised, you singing. Oh, you singing Jesus. What y'all said in that room? My children had to sing R&B silent. They had to almost learn sign language. Don't you let me hear that. Wish my daughter would have came to me talking about she wanted her hair dyed when she was 14. I dye your hair, you better get on out here. When my daughter was little, everybody else was getting their ears pierced. And then they said, I want her ears pierced. I said, she cry every time you talk about it. When Jesus get her ears pierced, she going to go herself. I want her ears pierced. I said, pierce yours. Didn't I tell you she don't want her ears pierced? You ain't letting. I said, I ain't trying to stop her. Don't you see every time you start talking about ears, she's talking about, ah. You know when Janice got her ears pierced? When she went on her own. Put all the holes you want in them. All up through here if you want. Y'all, the reason why I'm talking this way, this stuff that I'm teaching now, I didn't know it growing up. At all. I was good at religion. But terrible bad relationship. I could sing you under the benches leaving the hotel. Okay, y'all still looking? Okay, I'm going to start prophesying. Look at me one more time. No. When she wanted her ears pierced, her mom and them, they got them pierced. She didn't want to pierce. So I don't know none of this stuff. I don't know nothing about the love of Jesus. Growing up, I don't know nothing about it. I knew church real good. I knew how to pretend like I had it. When I came out the morning, it's been my daddy made me get back on it. Now, some of y'all need a do-over, but you ain't going to get one, but you need one. You need one. Some of y'all need a do-over. Listen to devil. Listen, y'all. As you start understanding when I'm talking to you, is that I don't know none of this stuff, so I don't have a clue whether I'm living right or wrong. But when I get saved, I went into the Bible and I realized that I found Hezekiah Presley Sr. in the Bible. Because I knowed him, I knowed his life, but I ain't had no comparison. So when I went, Mom, when I went in the Bible, I said, that's Daddy there. So I asked him when I got saved, so Daddy, when you would tell me this, be careful how you treat people. Because you might put your shoes on in the morning, but you don't know who's going to take them off at night. What you were saying was, do unto others. No, Michelle, I found my daddy in the Bible. And I realized that he was teaching me the Bible with his life. So I started chasing it. And until my daddy closed his eyes to go home to be with the Lord, he would train me scripturally. The person I missed the most by the revelations that I was getting is my dad. Because my dad knew stuff by Jesus folk didn't know. And I didn't know he knowed it really until I got in that Bible. My God, Daddy would never said Joseph that the Holy Spirit led him. He said, my first mind said. Then I realized that what he was talking about, that his mind wanted to have been transformed by his word. Oh, Shabbat. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm warming up because he would come and sit in a chair, Minister Sanders, and talk to me. My daddy is the one that told me how to preach, not the style. He told me how to preach. He said, son, if you're going to be successful preaching, he ain't preached another message in his life. He wasn't no preacher. He knew how to handle the thing, though, because he had been in that Bible. I didn't know he had been in the Bible. I thought my daddy for years was weak. Michelle, I did. How you just going to let Deacon so-and-so talk to you that way? So I'd get mad with him. You ain't going to say nothing to him. He would say stuff like that. It ain't worth talking about, son. So you're not going to say nothing to them, daddy. He said, no. He said, so my daddy told me one time, this man was mean to my daddy. And my daddy didn't say nothing crazy to him. But the man took sick. And my daddy was going to visit the man. Going to the nursing home to sit with him. And so I said to my daddy, I said, daddy, I thought you told me that man did X, Y, and Z. He said, I did. He did do it to me. He said, but that don't make me mean. He said, what he did don't make me me. If I respond to him like he did it, now he's made me. He's molded me. And I've been molded and shaped by him. I said, okay. I just thought I'd walk this morning. Because I got to get you to understand. Literally. And so I'd see him in the Bible. So I was downstairs getting ready to do what they call my trial sermon. And my daddy came down there. He came down there 3 times, Joseph. The first time he came down there to tell me one that they said I couldn't stand in the pulpit and preach. I said, okay, daddy, that's fine. He said, nope, I'm going back up there. I said, daddy, you ain't got to go back. He said, they're letting everybody else preach, son. They're going to let you preach in there too. I said, okay, son, daddy, go ahead and do what you got to do. So he came back the second time. He said, yep, they say you can preach in the pulpit, but you can't sit in the center chair. I said, that's fine, daddy, whatever they say. He said, I'll be right back. So he went back up there again. He came back. He said, Reverend Simmons said, when you get ready to come up, come straight to the center chair and sit down. I said, yes, sir. He said, son, if you're going to be successful in preaching, he said, there's 3 things you need to do. And don't you ever forget them, son. You got to preach the truth. You got to treat people right. And you got to treat them fair. You might say a lot of things about me, but you ain't going to never say I mishandled you. You ain't gonna never say I didn't treat you fair. You ain't gonna never say I didn't preach the truth to you. Because I'm gonna preach the truth and treat you right and treat you fair if you walk out of my space. Because I will not be the reason why you don't get better. My daddy told me that. So I started finding meaning in the scripture. I started finding this lover, this loving thing. Because I didn't love people. I was talking to somebody yesterday, I believe it was Candace, is that I was telling Candace yesterday that Jeanette is the first woman I ever loved in my life besides my mama. I'm talking about love as a girlfriend. I had plenty of girlfriends. I ain't love none of them. I didn't know what love was. I didn't know what love was. When I went into fifth grade, all I know was hate because I went from a black school to an integrated school and they taught me hate. They didn't teach me love. So I lost my love factor. I stayed in survival mode till I got saved. Just trying to live to see tomorrow with folk trying to kill me every day. And so I was talking to Candace yesterday, and I was telling her some things. Won't go into everything I told her. Amen. But I was talking, and I was talking about some of y'all. Talking about some of y'all. Amen. Because I say that much. Because I was telling them, don't pay y'all no attention. Because y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Y'all don't know what y'all talking about. Pay me some attention, baby. I've done this thing long enough, done bumped my head long enough, done stumped my toe long enough. I'm good at this. She said when she getting ready to get in the car, Uncle Junior, you ought to make me cry. I said, go on out in the rain so nobody won't see your tears. Cry. Because I'm trying, because one of my responsibilities to her as being her father in the law, but also her uncle, is to give her the wisdom. Because I want to be a consistent Bible to her. I want her to know how Jesus lived by watching Uncle Junior. So that when she go in the Bible, she can find me in the scripture like I found my daddy in the scripture. And so I was telling her yesterday, Jenan, because my love life was so crazy. I didn't love people. I was a survivor. And so I told her how I had to go to my daddy because my feelings was off. And I asked my daddy, what was these feelings? And he said, son, you're getting soft, which is good for you. Because, son, you wasn't going to make it as hard as you is. I said, daddy, what you talking about hard? He said, son, you too hard. Ain't nobody in you won't let nothing penetrate your heart. Y'all, the reason why I'm a lover of Jesus. Oh, shit. Sorry, I got it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, man of God. Thank you. You saw it, didn't you? You saw collapsing on the floor, ain't it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's on the floor. But that's the reason why I'm in love with Jesus, so. It's because he knew everything about me. Even stuff that folk didn't know about me. Even the intent of my heart. And one Sunday morning, he took his hand and went down in my heart and unlocked love for me. And for that, I'm forever grateful. Oh, ain't nobody want to talk. I'm just telling you, I want to be like my daddy. I want to be like my daddy. I want to be like my daddy. So I don't know nothing in the scripture. I don't know nothing in the scripture. I don't know how to treat women. I don't know how to do this. But watch it. But when I meet Lady Preston, when she's 15 years old, I see her. I'm not start dating Jeanette right now because I'm not in love with nobody, including me. Thank you, man. Thank you. Was anybody else standing up? All the ones that stand up trying to sit down. If y'all don't stand up and square your shoulders so they can see us got a witness. No, because I didn't even love myself. So loving folk was out of the question. And so by the time Jeanette turned 16 years old, I met her when she was 15. And so one night, and this is the gospel truth, one night my daddy was letting us have house parties so we wouldn't go to parties because it got so crazy. So he was letting us have parties at the house. Now, everybody had to be going home 12. Go, Deacon Hezekiah Preston's house doesn't turn back into Deacon Hezekiah. It ain't no party house. 12 o'clock. All the rooms off limit but the living room. And go right there in this corner right there and get all the snacks you want. One bathroom. Everything else off limits.
And so we was having this party. And so her boyfriend at the time, not me, I wasn't her boyfriend, because I didn't love nobody. I ain't love nobody. Y'all don't want to. I'm trying to get y'all in the Bible. I didn't love nobody. So her boyfriend brought her to the party, left to go get his other girlfriend. Okay, see, y'all missed it. Y'all missed it. Because I ain't in love with nobody. So the room is off limits. So I said to her, I said, can I talk to you? So I take her back in the room and sat on the bed, ask her, and tell her, your boyfriend ain't no good. I don't want you, but you deserve better than that. At 15 years old, I became her protector. And if you think I still ain't one right now, she's 40-something years old. The same protector when she was 15 years old. I'm that guy to this day. But I don't know how to love nobody because I don't love myself. So when she's about 16 years old, I take her on the first date. Ask her. I start giving her money. Start making sure you had stuff for school. She would look good going to school. She would go to school and somebody would bother. I would skip my school, go to her school, walk her to class. They thought I was enrolled in North Augusta. Betty Sue. But this crazy thing is happening to me, Sister Brooks. Something is unlocking in me. And I don't know what it is. Because I've never felt this way by nobody. Because I didn't even feel this way by me. So I went to my daddy. I said, Dad, something happened to me. He said, what's going on, son? He said, you know that girl you saw me with? He said, I said, I'm feeling some kind of way about her. He said, you his boy? I said, yes, sir. And my daddy would pick a lot. He said, so you're thinking about corresponding with him? Y'all, hear me, Melissa. I have never dated a girl with feelings in my life. All this stuff. See, the reason why y'all can get better if you listen to me, I transparent. Y'all keep hiding. And so I said to Dad, I said, what's going on? He said, them the same feelings I had for your mama. I said, you did, Daddy? He said, yeah. He said, this is what this means. Such, 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 such. I said, okay. So when I take her, and when she's 16 years old, I take her to the movie, and and so we start dating. Well, the first time we start dating, she told me she was going to be at this church. I go to the church because right now my feelings ain't concrete yet. They new to me. I've never experienced them. I don't know why y'all looking at me like y'all came out the womb loving folk. And so I go to this church, and she was dating this guy before. And then I went outside of the church for something, and her and the guy was sitting in the car. So I got in my car and went home. I ain't mad with nobody, because I ain't into her like that yet. It ain't like I'm going to jump off the bridge. This love thing is new to me, so I can turn it off real fast. So she called me. I'm just telling my story. Say, where you went? I said, I went home. I saw you with your boyfriend. She said, "Ain't my boyfriend." I said, "Yes, he is." She said, "Oh, you my boyfriend." I said, "Can't be." She said, "I was just telling him bye." Ask her what I said. Prove it. Because if you ain't really over him, ain't no big deal. Because I had just...
Thank you so much for listening to Help for the Hurting with Bishop Hezekiah Presley, Jr. We pray that it has blessed your life tremendously, has caused you to examine your life, and brought healing to your soul. If you'd like to experience more of Bishop Presley's teaching and preaching, you can visit nbmweb.org or find him on Facebook at HPJ Ministries. If you'd like to sow into the ministry, you may cash app using $BishopHPJ. If you're interested in booking, email bishophpj@gmail.com or visit nbmweb.org. Until next time, walk in your healing.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.